Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a shock.
Ready to be challenged? Maybe a little offended, but definitely shocked. This is Shock Therapy Live. Your therapy session with Nate Heitzig. We're not looking for stump the pastor questions, so put down your Devos and open your diaries. Really, this isn't systematic theology.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
This is Shock Therapy Live. Now, here's Steve-O.
Hey!
I'm gonna pop some tags.
Oh my God,
got $20 in my pocket.
Welcome to Shock Therapy Live. Mateo in the background.
Rocking the electric guitar.
Hey, if you're going to chime in, you got to get up on the mic. You can't just sit in the background and interject whenever you feel like it. It is Shock Therapy Live. I'm Steve-O, joined by Pastor Nate Heitzig. Welcome to Wednesday. Boom!
Man.
It's here. It's time.
I'm so stoked I could eat a unicorn.
It's good.
Doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense if they were still in existence, but sadly, Noah forgot to grab those dudes, and they didn't make it into the ark, and then, boom, no more unicorns.
That's what they said about the Megalodon, but...
That doesn't make any sense to me, because the Megalodon was already in water, so why would more water make the Megalodon not be here?
Don't talk to me about Megalodon.
I'm just saying.
You're an unbeliever. Just go... Be a skeptic. Stand in the corner.
We got 55 new likes
someday
since Monday.
Someday when Megalodon returns and takes us all to heaven, you're going to be in trouble.
Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. We've gotten a lot of new likes since Monday. A new member joining this here team. His name is Matt Lott from House of Heroes. But because of that, got a lot of new listeners to Static Radio, which means a lot of people who are going, wait, what's Shock Therapy Live?
What?
Do you want to explain it? Do you want me to explain it?
Dude, Shock Therapy Live is freaking awesome.
It's
That's
the
all you
best
need to
hour
know.
Of your week. Here's what it is. It's a one-hour call-in show centered around you. Maybe you were having a conversation with a buddy this week. You guys were discussing very politely and awesomely because you're friends and you would never be quarrelsome or argumentative because that's just stupid.
And that's in a world that Megalodon doesn't exist.
Right. So we have Pastor Nate Heitzig here from Calvary Albuquerque and Renovate. ABQ.org if you'd like information on the college ministry that he's in charge of. And we just kind of hang out. We talk about Megalodon. We talk about Jesus. We talk about music. Last week we had a great conversation about culture, art, music, which actually blew over into yesterday's morning show.
We talk about masturbation. And
we do.
We talk about drugs and alcohol and cutting and stem cell research and Joel Osteen.
Yeah, just the most.
I love that Joel Osteen is in that category. Like, let's count on our hand. Masturbation, drinking, drugs, cutting. Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
Hey.
Talked about that before.
Yeah. We talk about movies and fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
What else do we talk about?
Gosh.
We don't talk about theology. At least we don't like to.
Yeah, we don't talk theology. This is more a personal, hey, this is what I'm dealing with type show.
Yeah.
There are plenty of other Ask the Pastor shows, and that's not necessarily what that's for. However, if you're dealing with something in your life, we do like to point to Scripture because we believe that God has given us His Word, that it's useful, that every single word in that in His Bible is God-breathed, and that there's nothing that God does not touch upon in His Word, and therefore... We'll talk about it.
This show is the narcissist dream because we want to talk about you. All we want to talk about is you. You ask your pastor theology questions all day long, but a lot of people are too scared to come up and ask their pastor questions of things that they're really going through. You know, a lot of people are ashamed to talk about their deepest, darkest sins and their secrets, and they want a biblical perspective on it. And our policy is that if we're not talking about it, it doesn't mean that it's not going to be talked about. It just means it's going to be talked about with unbelievers, and you're going to get a response, or you're going to get an answer that isn't found in and based on the Bible. And so, although the Bible might not talk about every issue, we believe that the principles within the Bible apply to every issue of life, and that's what we want to show and help people with.
Absolutely. If you'd like to chime in on the conversation, we do take any and all phone calls, questions, and let's be honest, there are times where maybe the question that you have can be embarrassing. You'd like to keep it anonymous, but you still would like some guidance on it. We'll help you out there as well. You can email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's studio@mystaticradio.com. radio.com. You can ask to be kept anonymous. And to be honest, if you email us, we usually keep you anonymous anyways.
Yeah. And I do want to point out for those first-time listeners, if you're calling for your first time, there is a one-time initiation fee of $100 made payable to Nate and Steve-O Industries.
Wow.
After that, every call is free. It's just the first initial payment. Just joking. Just kidding.
Wow. Nate and Steve-O Industries?
Hey, honey, why'd you get the new motorcycle? You know, just God's blessed me lately.
Yeah.
Someone just gave it to me.
Nate, we got to come up with a better name for our company. Like Nate and Steve-O's Technological Youtheries.
Technological Youtheries.
A.K.A. Nasty.
Ooh. I like that. I like that.
No, I'm in a rare mood today. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Do want to make mention about something coming up Saturday, August 24th, this weekend, airing on Static Radio, Harvest. You know,
yes, dude.
Pastor Greg Laurie.
It's going to be a blast.
He does amazing stuff.
I've got it. We can be called Prestige International.
Pi?
No, just or Prestige Worldwide.
PW?
Yeah, that's what we can be called.
PWW?
Just Prestige Worldwide.
Okay.
Do you not get it?
No. Step Brothers. No. 505-338-3700, the phone number. So, yeah, coming up this Saturday. Trying to mention Harvest. Doing some awesome stuff. Just throwing me off, Pastor Nate Heitzig. Phil Wickham for King and Country going to be the musical guests, and it gets going at 7 p.m. right here on Static Radio. Greg Laurie. In fact, we're going to have Harvest America in Albuquerque at Calvary Albuquerque, September 29th.
Shoot, girl.
Mateo's wife going to be throwing down the vocals of Awesome. She's in a band called Firefly. They'll be playing here for Harvest America. The cool thing is this all happened way before you were even like around her in the picture there, Mateo.
So funny.
And then all of a sudden I was
crazy.
Oh, cool. Your wife's playing for an event. And now you're in Albuquerque.
It's going to be a blast. We're kicking the event. So again, September 29th, we're kicking the event off at 4 o'clock. If you come here, we're going to have Christian Hosoi is going to be doing a skate demo in the skate park. We're going to have a bunch of food vendors out here. We're going to have soft toys. We're going to have a mechanical bull. Oh, yeah, that's right. You can ride a mechanical bull. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to get rolling into Harvest America. We're going to have Fireflight. We're going to have some awesome gospel message being laid down from Pastor Greg Laurie. And just an all-around great night. It's completely free. Everything's free. The soft toys are free. The food's not free. You got to pay for that. But the skate demo is free. All of it. Bring your unsaved friends. You know, we don't want to see it packed out with a bunch of saved Christians like, oh, sweet, this is fun. You know, we need your seat, and we want your seat for unbelievers. So if you come, don't come alone. If you're a Christian, if you come, come with an unbeliever. You know, we want to make sure that we get as many non-believers inside that place as possible and that the gospel is shared and that lives are changed. So
right on.
Bring someone who needs Jesus.
Details at harvest.org, or you can check them out at our website, calvaryabq.org. There it is. Pastor Nate Heitzig. Now, let's talk real quick before we take some phone calls. 505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way. If you would like to ask a question or just chime in on the conversation, that's 505-338-3700. And let's talk real quick about Renovate, what you guys are doing. Checkmate. Did you wrap that up this last week?
No.
Are you still in it?
Oh, my gosh. We're still in it.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought I saw something on
We've only been in it for 7 weeks.
Instagram. Right. You're
we've still got like 60.
Yeah. You're going to be doing this
for a while.
You're
going to be in here for a long time. I just started the Beatitudes. It's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about Renovate, what's going on there, and what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, Renovate is our college and young adult ministry. We say it's for people around the age of 18 to 28-ish. But we really have a wide range of people that come because, you know, if you're young at heart and you want something a little bit different than what church normally is, then Renovate is perfect for you. You know, we like to say that at Renovate, we like it loud and we like to have fun.
Yeah.
And we have a great time with that. Worship is just kicking. We've got awesome Bible teaching. And we believe that a lot of what's wrong with our culture today and why people are leaving the church is they don't have a big enough dose of reality. And they think Christians are fake, Christians are hypocrites, and that's what you hear all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we like to show people that, hey, come to renovate and you're going to get something at church you didn't expect, something you haven't experienced before. You're going to see real people dealing with real problems that love a real Lord. There's no judgment. You come, you know, renovates for everybody. And we've seen God do some incredible things. And we think that if you come once, you'll want to come back. So.
Now, I want to open this up. It is Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open. 505-338-3700. Yesterday, we actually got a phone call from an individual in the 9 o'clock hour. We posted the audio at mystaticradio.com because it became a very interesting conversation. He was talking about what it means to be set apart and how the church, and more specifically, we in general, have become seeker friendly, so much so that we've become lukewarm. We're one of the apostate churches in the book of Revelation. God's going to spew us out. We've conformed to the patterns of the world. Let's talk about ministry. Let's talk about what you guys are doing, because you talk about Renovate. You guys are doing some incredible things down at Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. So can we talk about ministry and what it means to do what you guys are doing at the Lobo Theater and what the Bible says about being set apart, what that really means? Because obviously there's a lot of confusion right now, and all of a sudden it seems like the body's fighting each other and saying, you can do this, you can't do that. What defines ministry?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think this is what we have to understand of not necessarily what a Christian's place is supposed to be in the world, but what is the church's place supposed to be in the world?
Right.
You know, the church was never meant to be a place for a bunch of saved people to come around and talk about how holy they are. The church was meant to be a place for broken people. It was meant to be a place that would draw in those who are hurt, those who are lost, those who are broken. It was meant, you know, to be a hospital. Yeah. A hospital's for hurting people. It's not a retirement home. And I think a lot of people think of the church as a retirement home, as a place to sit around and feel comfortable and not ever be offended by anything. But it's a place, you know, the gospel's offensive.
Yeah.
And the church is meant to be a place where people are come and they're drawn in and they're confronted with the offensive message of the gospel. And we hope that it changes lives. And so, you know, I think that a lot of times people have a hard time with, you know, there's a lot of these kind of people that go to this church or this kind of church or whatever. But we're meant to draw the world. We're meant to appeal to the world and hopefully bring the world in so that we can share the gospel with them and show them that Jesus, you know, is a real person who walked and lived a real life and died for their sins.
Yeah.
And so I think that we need to make that distinction of what the church is supposed to be doing. And, you know, I have a hard time with people who don't like that idea. I have a hard time with people who think that the church should be a place where we just, like, feed the sheep exactly what kind of food they want. And it's like, hey, give me what I want. And if you don't give me what I want, then I'm going to go to another pasture.
505.
You know, when it comes to that, I'm like, that's good. Go find another pasture.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be a better one for you. So
yeah, and that's it. I think being that there's so many Bible teaching churches, maybe is that the answer, saying, you know what, if this isn't for you, then maybe there is something for you somewhere.
Yeah.
Or could that in turn become church hopping, and you know, just it's got to cater to me? Because there's a fine line,
yeah.
I think. We got to be very careful. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to chime in, hang out with us. Or if you have a question for Pastor Nate Heitzig. Oh, 505-338-3700, sorry.
I heard that coming from somewhere a second ago. I don't know where it was coming
you?
From, but I heard
okay.
it. I was like, where's that sound coming
sorry.
From?
That's where I was coming from. I picked up the call. Hey, caller, call us back. Had him on hold, and apparently
he was like, I'm done being on hold. Maybe we answered his question.
Maybe we did.
Or maybe we just really made him angry.
I mean, I do have friends that, you know, say, well, I either podcast church online, or, you know, I haven't really found a church that suits me, or, you know, I went to this one church and I didn't really like the worship, or I went to this one church and I didn't really like the teaching style. When does it become selfish? When does it become trying to cater to your own selfish desires? And how do you separate that?
Okay, I gotta be careful with this, because I think immediately become selfish.
Okay.
Because by nature, we are selfish people.
Right.
So when we're looking for a church, anyone, I don't care who you are, me included, we're looking for a church that appeals to something we like. And
right.
that in and of itself is selfishness. So I think that this is what I think is important, though. I think the most important thing when looking for a church is to look for a church that teaches the Bible verse by verse. That's the most important thing about finding a church. And so I think that that needs to be our first and our last requirement.
Yeah.
You know, in between, there can be some things where preference, and let's say we're down to, and there's like five churches in the area they all teach the Bible verse by verse, and we just like this one's worship better. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with going to a church that you like the worship of. But if you're going to a church because you like their worship better, but you're sacrificing good Bible teaching, there's an issue.
Right.
Good Bible teaching should always be the first and last requirement, and that should never be something that we sacrifice for the sake of something else.
505-338-3700, the phone number. You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. If you'd like to chime in on the conversation, if you have a question, and you'd like to keep it anonymous, studio@mystaticradio.com. That sends it straight to us. We will honor that privacy.
Yes.
And keep it anonymous, or give us a call, 505-338-3700.
Yeah. Or if you want to pop some tags with us, then give us a call.
Exactly.
Tell us what your favorite pair of shoes are, or what kind of shoes you want to get.
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, more Shock Therapy Live. Get those questions in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, studio@MyStaticRadio.com, or 505-338-3700. A lot of different avenues to take part of Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. Steve-O, right back with you on Shock Therapy Live.
When Jesus asked his disciples,
"Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?"
Simon Peter answered,
"You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Jesus promised Peter that upon the rock of that confession, he would build his church. Pastor Skip Heitzig invites you to come along as he guides us on a climb through the books of 1st and 2nd Peter in a series he's calling Rock Solid.
Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Peter will feed us. Even as Jesus said, "Peter, do you love me? Then go feed my sheep."
Together, we'll learn strong principles for godly living and reach new heights in our faith. Visit calvaryabq.org for service times and campus locations. Rock Solid, Skip Heitzig's new teaching series through the books of 1st and 2nd Peter, beginning Labor Day weekend at Calvary Albuquerque, Calvary Knob Hill, and Calvary Santa Fe. Details at calvaryabq.org.
This is The Wire.
Free concert alert! Free concert alert! Hey, it's Anastasia, and on August 29th, everyone is invited for a free outreach concert featuring the Ember Days. The concert will be at Hope in Christ Church at 7 p.m. You won't want to miss this awesome concert. To find more information, go to our community calendar at mystaticradio.com.
Do you have a free event going on? Submit your event details for The Wire at mystaticradio.com.
Shock Therapy Live. Maybe this time the treatment will take. Better yet, chime in now on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or call 505-338-3700. We find it best to get it off your chest. Now, more Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah. Welcome back to Shock Therapy Live. Steve-O,
yeah.
Pastor Nate Heitzig with you. Oh, come on!
Did someone call and they hung up again?
Yeah, just hung up on us.
Man, stop flirting with us. Come on. It's not fair.
Phone number's 505-338-3700.
Maybe it's that guy from Scream.
It's 505-338-3700. Maybe they wanted to ask a question off the air so that they wouldn't have to ask it on the air. If you'd like to...
Maybe they want to stab us in our chest cavity.
Wow. If you'd like to ask a question anonymously, the best way to do so, email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's studio@mystaticradio.com. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio, and hang out with us there, ask your questions, or just chime in on the conversation, because we got an email question. An interesting one,
yeah.
I would say so.
Something that was brought to my attention this week. Someone who knows that I am into Duck Dynasty brought up that they are all members of White Fairy Church of Christ, which they say is a cult because it is a church of Latter-day Saints, a.k.a. Mormons.
Okay.
My first question is, what exactly do they, Church of Latter-day Saints, believe? Because from what I hear, Duck Dynasty guys say on TV and on other videos, they seem to have it down pretty tight. Jesus, God, Bible, etc. What are your thoughts? I looked up the church, and it does not really say anything about the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
From North Carolina.
You know, we were just talking about the Harvest Crusade, and we're actually going to be airing Harvest Crusade this weekend on Static Radio. Phil Wickham, King and Country, for King and Country. And I do know Sunday night, Phil Wickham and Third Day are the musical guests, and the special guest speaker Sunday night at Harvest Crusade is Phil Robertson, one of the stars of Duck Dynasty, and we both know for a fact, we know Greg Laurie well enough to know, that if that were the case, Phil Robertson would not be speaking on stage at Harvest Crusade.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people, the Billy Graham organization's really involved with Phil Robertson.
Yeah.
They've done a lot of stuff with them. And, you know, I think it's really important. This is exactly how rumors get started.
Absolutely!
It's like, oh man, I really love DC Talk. Oh hey, did you hear Michael Tate's gay?
What?!
Dude, totally true. You know, that's exactly how rumors get started.
It really is.
And there was a huge rumor floating around that forever, and I talked to people, and they're like, no, that's not true at all.
Right.
Someone just decided to say something stupid,
and
it totally threw everyone into a tizzy.
Because what happens is, as Christians, I mean, this goes back to our music conversation yesterday, if it's stamped Christian, if a Christian, quote-unquote, says something, we go, oh, I'm going to ingest that at its fullest because I'm a sheep and I'm just going to eat this up. And then what I'm going to do is tell my 17 closest friends and put it on Facebook. And now everyone in the world knows about Richard Gere and the hamster.
Yeah.
And it's not true.
Oh man.
I'm just saying.
You know, it's just crazy. So it's like some guy's like, man, I love Duck Dynasty. Oh, did you know that they're Mormons?
What? I didn't hear that. I used to love that show. Now I can't watch it.
I can't watch it anymore.
Yeah, A&E. Yeah, it's a Mormon organization. It owns the show.
It works in the opposite way, too. It's like, oh, man, I love this sport. Oh, did you know so-and-so's a Christian? Really? Yeah, okay, cool. I'm a fan
now
of that team now.
I'm a huge fan of that
team. Oh, man. It works both ways.
It really
does. It's just
crazy
the things that Christians come up with, especially in music you hear. Oh, did you hear that band's a Christian? That you hear that artist, really? Oh yeah, they're totally, okay, cool, so we can play them on air now.
Yeah.
And it's like, it works both ways, and it's just so funny, the rumors that Christians love to spread. You know, I think that's the biggest sin in the church today is gossip.
Gossip, man. It's damaging, it's destroying.
So bad.
I'm thankful for the email because in the email he said, hey man, a friend told me this, I went and researched it for myself, and did not see that anywhere.
Yeah, and we're looking at their website right now, and there's not a whole lot of information like what they believe and, you know, the things like that. But it does say who we are. We are a family of believers who love each other and desire to see other people know the same love that we have received.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty direct right now as far as what we're looking at, and it doesn't seem to be a Church of Latter-day Saints. There's nothing on the website that says this is what we're affiliated with.
Right.
But from what we look at, it doesn't look to be a Church of Latter-day Saints.
There you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is so important. Yesterday we were talking 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where we are called to test all things. Don't just eat everything up as fact. Don't dispel everything as evil. Study, research.
Unless that's
for
something
yourself.
That you're eating up is coconut cream pie, and then by all means, eat it all.
Gross,
up.
Dude. I hate coconut. So we're going to go to the phone lines, 505-338-3700. Shock Therapy Live, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, so this is something that's been on my mind, off and on, for the last couple of weeks, actually, but then yesterday something happened, and it was something that I really wanted to take to scripture with you guys. So, we're all entitled to our opinions. However, discernment is definitely important.
Right.
And, you know, what about when somebody voices their opinion and you take exception to that, and you're like, I hear what you're saying, dude, and again, dude, I support your right to say it, but, you know, and it could be that sometimes people do that just to get your goat, right? And just to see, you know, just to see that side of you. But, like, for me personally, when and where, you know, at some point when you feel like, you know, first of all, what you're saying isn't true, you know, it's not accurate, and it's rude, and I'm gonna set you straight, dude. As much as you're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to mine. And like, at what point, I guess, more to the meat and potatoes of the question is, when is it okay to be angry? And as a Christian, what does Scripture say about anger? And yeah, that's my question.
Yeah, this is what I would say on that. I would say more than just when and where, another question would be who. So when we're dealing with non-believers, there's oftentimes when we're witnessing to a non-believer and they have their own religious views and their views differ from ours.
Right.
In that situation, we should never come to a place of anger with them because their eyes are blinded. So we always want to show love. We always want to listen to them. We always want to talk to them. And so when we're dealing with a non-believer, there shouldn't be a point where we're like, okay, you just make me angry. I'm out of here. That shouldn't doesn't come with a non-believer. Now, with a Christian, someone who claims to believe in Jesus Christ, the point at which anger is okay is when that anger is righteous anger. What that means is when what they're disagreeing with isn't your personal opinion, but it's what the Bible says. So if you're talking to a believer and they try to say, oh, Jesus Christ, you know, isn't the only way to heaven. I believe there's other ways to heaven. And that person is a Christian. That's a point where that's a hill we want to die on. That's what we would call an essential. And so that's a point where there's righteous anger that comes. But even within that righteous anger, the Bible tells us be angry and sin not. So even in that righteous anger, we never want to let that anger come to a place where it causes us to sin, where it causes us to harbor bitterness, right, or harbor hatred, or continued resentment towards a person. We have anger, not over, again, ourselves and our own pride and our own ego getting offended, but the anger comes from the lack of, trust or the lack of, authenticity from the Bible. And so that's the hill that we want to die on, is when it challenges the Word of God, not when it challenges our own ego or our own pride.
So I hope right on. Hey, Shane, some points in scripture. I would take you to 2 Timothy chapter 2. That's the first place I thought of. And honestly, okay, there's a few places. It talks about the good soldier of Christ, a worker approved by God. Remind them of these things and charge them before God. Do not quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. You continue in chapter 2 of 2 Timothy, verse 24. It says, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. And it does say, correcting his opponents with gentleness. It's okay to have these conversations, but
right,
we have to endure. We have to patiently endure, correcting with gentleness. In Romans, it talks about, as much as it depends upon you, live at peace with one another, you know? And I will tell you right now how very difficult a thing that can be at times when people are spouting ignorance. But man, if this is the Lord's approved servant right here, those are words that we should take to heart. 2 Timothy 2:24, especially, you know? We got to be kind to everybody.
Perfect, man. Yeah, and I've heard you say it in the past as well, you know, in different sets of circumstances and different contexts. But, you know, and I think that's Paul, but he says, you know, you can be right, but if you come at that person in an unloving way, you're wrong.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 13. You can have all wisdom, all knowledge,
Well, and here's the takeaway from that, an easy way to say it today. It's more important to be righteous than it is to be right.
Yeah.
You know, and that should always be the first, that should always be the first point that we're looking at. Not how can I be right in this situation, but how can I be righteous in this situation? And you might be right, you know, and this is especially true with unbelievers because, you know, we want to show grace and we want to show love to them, so that they're not turned away from the gospel. And so that's why it's so important in that situation to be righteous more than it is to be
right. Dude, I love that.
Yeah. That's exactly what he's talking about.
I can go to, man, and that was very, very helpful to me this morning. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, man. God bless, buddy.
Love you guys.
Right. Love you too, bro. 505-338-3700, the phone number. You're listening to Shock Therapy Live.
Yes.
Steve-O, Pastor Nate Heitzig. It's a difficult thing when people come against you to challenge. They want, you know, to say, especially, I'll tell you now, working in ministry, those of us doing these works, nowadays with the internet, nowadays with email, how often, how regular, you don't even have to answer this, it's almost a rhetorical question. We regularly do get the random email from the 10%ers, from the one person who says, hey, this I don't like, and I'm going to spew a lot of really evil, hateful words at you, and say really bad, bad things, and totally cover it with this yoke of, but that's because I'm right and it's Jesus filled. How much does that actually impact ministry and do good ever?
It doesn't ever do good. And it doesn't ever impact me, by the way. When I get those emails, just by the first way of reading it, you know, people think, oh, this is going to have an effect. It has no effect because we read it and we're like, okay, this person isn't righteous. You know, we're not going to respond to this. Yeah. So what I always do, it's so funny. I'll always respond because we'll get emails that sent in and people don't realize that, they think, oh, I'm going to send this email in and some, you know, front desk receptionist is going to read it, and they don't realize that we actually get those emails.
Right.
And so I'll always respond personally to every email that addresses something within a ministry that I oversee.
Which is good.
And it always surprises people.
Yeah.
And I'll always send a really loving email and say, if you want to hear more of a heart behind it, come find me after service. And every single time I've ever sent it, people respond, oh, Pastor Nate, thank you so much for replying. I didn't think you'd ever see this.
Wow.
You know, I really love the church. I really love what you guys are doing. There's no need for me to come talk to you. Everything's fine. And that's how they'll always respond. And so it's really interesting it's so true what the Bible says, a soft answer turns away wrath.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I responded trying to defend myself, well, this is why I do it and don't be a rah, 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 rah.
Right.
It would do no effect. It would just continue to perpetuate this problem. But the fact that I respond every single time with a soft answer, and I try to give them solutions to their problems to help them, they always respond almost like an oh crap response. Like, oh crap, I was really mean and he just saw it. And now, oh no, I'm not that way. I'm really nice.
Right.
And so it's just, it immediately diffuses the situation.
Yeah, we gotta sit back on our words before we speak them. Be slow to speak.
And you know, I found that no one really disagrees with me anymore because now I carry a Bowie knife at all times. No one disagrees with me anymore. Ever.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Are you hearing this crazy weird interference?
Ah.
It's making me insane.
It's like the Dumb and Dumber annoying noise in the car.
505-338-3700. You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. Pastor Nate Heitzig with me. If you have a question, you can give us a call. You can also email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. I got to be honest, it's been an interesting week. We kicked off a brand new morning show. We kicked off a brand new midday show. Mitch has her own show now from 10 to 2. And we sent out emails to the people that financially support us ahead of time. Said, hey, this is a change we're doing. And we got a lot of great response back. Since Monday, we've had a boost on Facebook, and we've seen a lot of really rad stuff. But there was
not Shock Therapy Live.
One email, and I'm just speaking plainly, honestly, we got one negative email. And sadly, of all the like really rad emails, the one negative email was the one that I was like, man,
yeah,
and that I actually thought about because it was. It was really antagonistic and name calling and wow, pointed directly at me, you know.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how we this was a Christian who's, you know, supports us obviously because they got the email about the changes we were making and financially supports the ministry, so she obviously has some buy-in to the ministry, and yet it was, I don't even want to read it on air, honestly, because it was really like hurtful and it's unreal how people, either just get, what do you think, impassioned or that moment just
this
feel
is,
like.
This is what happens in ministry. There's always going to be people that disagree with you and that are against the way that you're doing things.
Yeah.
And I've always heard it said you can't please everybody. All of the time, you know, and so it's just the way it is. And I think you can either come to a place where you really let it eat at you or where you just let it slide off your, you got to get that dust off your shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever that Jay-Z song is. Yeah. You got to do that. You got to listen to that. It's the only time I'll ever say to listen to what a Jay-Z song says, but, you got to get that dirt off your shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, it's just so true. You can't let that stuff eat at you because if you do, it will just destroy your ministry and it will burn you out and it will eat at you and it will ultimately drive you from the ministry. So many pastors leave the ministry because of that. They can't handle the criticism from other people. And so I had to come to a place within my ministry where I just came to a place and I said, I don't care what people think. Because I'm not doing it for the people. I'm doing it for God.
Absolutely.
And so the purpose that I'm doing it for outweighs the negative criticism that I get.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I get on a weekly basis at least 5 to 6 negative emails or letters every week.
Yeah.
And I've just come to a place where I actually have fun with it. If I get a letter and it doesn't have a name or a phone number, I put it in my special filing cabinet, which is actually in a bag that goes to the dump every day. and I always have fun with it. I'm like, oh, got to put it in the special filing cabinet.
Yeah.
And
if you're not bold enough to put your name on it, if you don't have the conviction to stand behind your words, chances are it's not going to get read. Because we do the same thing. We have a contact form at mystaticradio.com. Anyone can send in an email to studio@mystaticradio.com. You don't have to put your name or your email address on it. it. There's an option for phone numbers. I can't tell you how many times we've gotten a negative email where I've responded and said, hey, man, this is my phone number. I would love to talk to you about this. As the overseer of this station, of this ministry, as the program director, I want to talk to you about why we do things the way we do them.
And how many times has someone called?
Zero.
Yeah, and this is why I've never gotten a phone call. This is why people don't do it face-to-face. This is why people don't call, is because people have, like, computer courage. They get behind a screen, and all of a sudden they have this courage, and they become big, super tough guy. And it's like, oh, man, I'm a UFC fighter now, and I can call you out and say all this stuff. And then the second that you call them to the table and you say, let's talk about this face-to-face, they immediately back down. And it's because, you know, ultimately when they realize the way that they're talking to you, they realize that it's shameful, and they realize that there's no biblical ground for it. And that's one thing that I always respond in email. Is I say, if you can show me in the Bible where this is worldly or where this is wrong, then I'll be happy to change it. But I don't believe it is, and I believe as long as the heart behind it is right, there's a different situation there. And you know, again, I've never ever had someone, except for once. The one time I had someone come talk to me after church, I had replied to their email, really nice email, and they came up to me after church and they said, "Hey, thank you so much for replying to my email. It meant a lot to me. I appreciate it." And that was all they said. And again, so. I find that people get this courage, and that you can either respond back to it with that same computer courage and call them out and be all vindictive and whatever, and that doesn't help, or you can reply in love.
Yeah.
And I've always seen every single time that replying in love has worked and it's helped.
Yeah. Soft answer turns away wrath, as scripture says, as you have said earlier too. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. We got to take one more break.
I heard it again. I heard it again through the ears.
See, that's weird. All right. I apologize.
So strange.
I'm my own producer today, so I'm doing like seven things. So 505-338
produces their own album, so that's fine.
3700. You can also email us studio@mystaticradio.com or hit us up on Facebook. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Right back with more Shock Therapy Live.
You're a rock star, Steve.
Static.
Sunday night, September 29th, Calvary Albuquerque hosts Harvest America. Hear the gospel message from Greg Laurie live in Philadelphia.
It's time for you to leave the past in the past and accept the complete and total forgiveness of Jesus Christ.
And live music on the Calvary Albuquerque stage with Fireflight. Pray, invite, and come at 4 for soft toys, food, and more. Harvest America at Calvary Albuquerque, Sunday, September 29th. Details at harvestamerica.com.
Hey, this is Pastor Dave with Agents for Christ, and you're listening to Evangelism Minute. You know, when you're dealing with skeptics, you should address their questions, not just write them off. We should give them reason to believe. Even John the Baptist, after he had been thrown in prison, had doubts if Jesus was the Savior. You think Jesus said, "You just gotta believe, John"? Well, according to Matthew 11:4, Jesus answered and said to them, "Go tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." Jesus gave John evidence. He let John know that the prophecies written hundreds of years prior were coming true. We have to remember that when people are genuine and really want answers, they can be found in God's Word. For more information, go to GotTracks.com. And remember, be bold, share your faith.
Shock Therapy Live. We thought we knew what we were getting into. Now we're just trying to get through the show without getting fined. You're still listening? Good. Because Steve-O and Nate haven't bailed yet either. Now, more Shock Therapy Live.
Boom.
Shock the... What? Welcome back. That's good.
Yes.
I like that.
Man.
Oh, man! Fail!
You are a loser. Not a rock star.
Oh, and I just got like a dad text.
What was it?
I guess I had to sign something for my kid for school today.
Oh, man.
Failure!
You're in trouble.
I am. All around. Gosh. Thanks, Matt. You move here, just trouble. T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Bought a broken keyboard.
Trouble.
good sign of manhood is always passing the buck when you do something wrong.
Dude. I did a teaching on repentance, and there is actually on Toastmasters how to apologize like a celebrity.
Wow.
And one of the things on there is always blame it on somebody else.
Okay.
Never take responsibility. One of them was like, give a big donation to a charity. Like, all these were all the things of how to apologize like a rock star.
Without actually apologizing, basically?
Yeah.
All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's 505-338-3700. You know, the funny thing is, we were talking about school coming back in and Shock Therapy Live. We do this live every Wednesday morning in the 9 o'clock hour. But with school back in, we were saying, you know, a lot of kids are going to be back in school. I wonder how it's going to affect things. I wonder how it's going to work. So we would love to hear from you. 505-338-3700.
Maybe we can't hear from you because you can't call us because this is a bad hour. But if you can call us, what's going to happen is all the people that love this hour are going to call us because they can call in. Oh, this is perfect. And all the people who can't call in, like,
yeah. Yeah. We do re-air it every Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Shock Therapy Live. You can get your questions in Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got one comment on Facebook that said, cool. Thanks, man. Thanks, Brian. You're cool, too.
Is that a philosophical question or is that...
Maybe it was in reference to us talking about trying to please everybody in church, because I remember one of the greatest illustrations. This wise man, you may know him. His name is Skip Heitzig. He was talking about trying to please everybody in church and said, actually on a Wednesday night at the pulpit said, hey, how many people are warm right now? How many people feel warm right now? And, you know, like a random number of people raise their hand. Cool. How many people feel like it's too cold in here right now? Random number of people. How many feel like this is a good temperature right now? Boom. And it was like this mix, jumbled mix of like three different crowds of people who one thought it was too hot in the sanctuary, one thought it was too cold, and then a group of people who thought it was just right. And it was this perfect illustration of trying to please everyone in ministry.
Yeah.
And why we have to focus solely on what God has called us to do His work.
I'm going
to
rip that off.
You can, because it was your dad.
Yeah.
Except, you know, since it's your dad, is it too close to home?
Yeah, I don't know. So, Brian, you know, in answer to your question, cool, I would say if it's too cool, put a jacket on. That's
right.
The answer to your question.
Right. It is getting a little colder. Last night was a blue moon, and it was really weird, and then this morning we woke up.
Dude, my roof has a leak.
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. How are you going to take care of that?
I got to rip my roof off and put a new one on.
Really? Because of one small leak, you got to do the
whole
thing.
Dude, we don't know where the roof apparently has. We had someone go up there, has multiple spots of leaking, and what's happened is all going in. The way we noticed it is part of our ceiling in our master bedroom was starting to yellow, and so we're like, oh crap, we're
great,
not happy.
That's what you get for having all those parties and raising the roof.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying? With the roof on fire.
That's what I get. That's what I get for putting my hot tub on top of my roof.
Oh man. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or you can chime in through, our email address, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's studio@mystaticradio.com.
That's what I get for making moonshine on my roof.
Oh my gosh, you can't say that, Pastor Nate. Static!
Hey guys, recently I found a friend's mom called me, let me know that her son had committed suicide. And it was somebody who was brought up in the church, was an amazing Christian, but then got into drugs, and it affected him in a drug overdose that left him pretty much mentally, it affected him mentally, where he was like saying things that didn't make sense, and he was saying he was seeing spirits and devils and conspiracy, everybody was against him and stuff like that. But, you know, he pretty much preached to everybody and left, like, even a suicide note. It was pretty much like he was preaching. And then the same day I found out another friend was trying to commit suicide, and just recently again. So the theme has been just going on constantly this whole month. And there's a lot of people that have been asking, like, so basically I'm asking you, what is your take on like people going to heaven if they did take their lives or not, or like depending on how they did, or like how was their life with Christ, or what do you think?
Man, well, first of all, I want to say thankfully Nate Heitzig nor myself are qualified as judge. There's only one judge. However, we can still discuss it because I'm not about to say, well, this guy is obviously in heaven, or this guy could be in hell, or this guy, I don't know.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I that's not my job. There's one judge. There's one judge. But we can't, we have talked about this in the past and we can definitely talk about this.
You know, this becomes a very difficult subject because when you're dealing with someone's works, you're ultimately asking a question, when someone's fallen away from God is, have they backslidden or was their salvation never real to begin with?
Right.
Those are the two questions you're asking when you're looking at a Christian who's fallen into sin. And that's ultimately something that we can't tell, that only God can decide,
right,
because we can't look at their heart and see if true repentance was a part of their life. What we do know is that true repentance is a trifold process of justification, sanctification, and glorification. And, you know, all three of those must be a part of the believer's life in order for true salvation to be a part of their life. And so that's what we do know. But again, whether someone is backslidden or whether the repentance was ever real to begin with isn't an answer that we can give. That's only an answer that God can give. We can give some hope in telling you that suicide isn't the unforgivable sin like many people teach. Suicide isn't the one sin that's like, if you do it, it's like, man, you're done for. There's no hope. There's no restoration from that. You know, suicide is no different than, you know, having anger in your heart and being really mad at someone right before you get in a car accident and you die. Sin is sin, and sin separates us from God. But God's blood and His love is big enough to cover a multitude of sins.
Yeah.
So ultimately, the question is was your friend truly a believer and was he backslidden, or was your friend, you know, in a state like what we would say in the parable of the seeds and being sown? Was he someone who was sown into the ground, but the thorns came up and choked it out, choked that root of life out? That's not a question that we can answer with certainty. Again, that's only a question that God can answer.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say on that subject.
Right. Well, the whole thing of, you know, lifestyles and quote relationship with God, that's one thing, but, you know, just hearing a lot of being taught, a lot of people are teaching just that fact alone, that whatever you could be as close, you know, holding God's hand all the way through, but your life is not yours. It belongs to God. So therefore, no matter what, if you take your life, you're just straight. It's just a straight ticket to hell. And that's the take that I was like wondering what your take was. And because I know people are just having different points about that. And it just makes everyone think like, well, my brother was like really great Christian server and,
Yeah, this is the thing. The Bible doesn't teach that, though. When someone says that if you take your life because your life is God's, if you take your life, you're going straight to hell, that would also mean that if you take someone else's life because someone else's life is in God's hands, that would send you straight to hell. You know, it's not fair to say that, okay, well, it's this way with one sin, but it's not this way with another sin. The Bible doesn't teach that suicide is the unforgivable sin.
Yeah.
The Bible says that the only sin that we can't be forgiven of is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, which isn't using the Lord's name in vain. It is living your life, never letting the Holy Spirit do His job, which is to cause you to repent of your sin and to convict you of your sin.
Yeah.
So for someone to say that suicide will send you automatically to hell shows me someone who doesn't have a proper understanding of the Bible, or someone who is misinterpreting the Bible, because the Bible doesn't teach that. So if someone says that, I would say, okay, well, show me where in the Bible it says that, because the Bible doesn't teach that.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's interesting. You can get into the semantics of this in many different ways. Just last night, myself and Mateo actually were having a conversation about the 29-year-old this week. I apologize, I don't know his name. He was an actor who was on Rizzoli and Isles or something like that. He played Cyborg in Smallville. He was on a Disney Channel show, I believe. 29 years old, he committed suicide this week. We were talking about that. We were talking about what the difference was, and is there a difference between the guy who takes his own life and the actor from Glee who just as much has everything on a popular television show, and then through major drug use, his life is cut short. Yeah. What is the major difference? And is there one? Because one took his own life in one way, and the other essentially took his own life by major drug use and didn't ever wake up from it. And so is there a difference there? And now you're into a whole other semantics of, well, this person committed suicide, but this person, blah, blah, blah. And again, thankfully, there's only one judge qualified. And it sure isn't me. And it sure isn't Pastor Nate Heitzig. To get back to the heart of it, is suicide the unforgivable sin? No, Scripture does not teach that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the Bible, as far as talking about what the Bible's view of suicide is, doesn't talk about it. The Bible gives people who have committed suicide. There's five different people who committed suicide, and it's interesting that they were all, when we look at that, though, they were all pretty sinful guys. It's Saul, Abimelech, Ahithophel, and Judas were all men who committed suicide. Mm. And then another, some consider Samson as an instance of suicide as well, when he, you know, pushed the building down and it fell upon himself. And so, again, with each of these people, you know, some point to Saul, and we really don't know what Saul's, the end of his life ended up looking like. He could have had repentance, and Samson obviously had some repentance because God gave him his strength back. But the Bible doesn't distinguish and say, this is what suicide does, you know, so it's hard for us to answer that with certainty ultimately. Yeah. And so that's why, you know, whenever someone calls and they say, well, what's going to happen if I kill myself, we ultimately have to tell them, we don't know. I don't know. God's the judge. And do you want to, you know, gamble with that?
Right.
But at the same time, I do not believe that the Bible teaches that suicide is the unforgivable sin.
Does that help you out?
Yeah, thanks, man. God bless you guys.
Amen. God bless you. 505-338-3700. Man, you mentioned Samson, and that throws a really crazy monkey wrench into everything, because he asks God for that strength to do that. And he says specifically, oh, Lord God, please remember me and please strengthen me only this once, knowing I only need this one moment of strength for what I am about to do. So,
yeah, you know, I found this interesting article, and I'll just read it really quick. It says, according to the Bible, suicide is not what determines whether a person gains entrance into heaven. Yeah. If an unsaved person commits suicide, he has done nothing but expedite his journey to hell. However, that person who committed suicide will ultimately be in hell for rejecting salvation through Christ, not because he committed suicide. What does the Bible say about a Christian who commits suicide? The Bible teaches that from the moment we truly believe in Christ, we are guaranteed eternal life. Mm. According to the Bible, Christians can know beyond any doubt that they possess eternal life. Nothing can separate a Christian from God's love. If no created thing can separate a Christian from God's love, and even a Christian who commits suicide is a created thing, then not even suicide can separate a Christian from God's love. Christ died for all of our sins, and if a true Christian in a time of spiritual attack and weakness commits suicide, that would still be a sin covered by the blood of Christ.
Now, here's one thing that I would like to say as we bring Mateo in for this final moment.
Hey.
This is a very scary subject for this reason.
Yeah.
I know pastors who have been sued because of their topics and conversations about suicide, and then someone goes and does that very act and says, well, the pastor said that you won't go to hell, and my son, and it's so unreal. So as me and Mateo were talking about this last night, just dumbfounded by this 29-year-old actor who committed suicide, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't get it. There is always hope in Jesus Christ. That is the sole purpose of this radio station, is to let you know that there is hope, there is redemption, there's restoration. We serve a God who can work miracles, who can restore you. And I think of 1 Peter, where it talks about suffering being poured out. And man, if you are suffering in your life right now, there's this great promise that God says that after you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. And that's found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. And I just want you to know, if you're listening and you're at a place where you're suffering and you're struggling and you don't know where to turn, understand that God has poured out an amazing promise to you that after you've suffered a little while, man, you call out to him, and God, the God of all grace, who has called you, will himself restore you. He will himself confirm you. He will himself strengthen and establish you. And there is nothing in your life, nothing. I have had too many friends take that stupid plunge, that ultimate step of no turning back, and have dealt with that personally in my life too much. And I don't understand it. And there is hope.
Yeah.
There is redemption in Jesus Christ. There is nothing that has overtaken you that is not common to man, and God is faithful.
Yeah, and know God this too. I mean, having the desire to not be alive is nothing new. I mean, even Paul kind of talks about that when he says to live is Christ, to die is gain.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we have to realize that first one, to live is Christ. You know, suicide, whether or not it sends you to hell, it's still a sin. Yeah. It's still murder.
Yeah.
And sin still separates us from God. And there's no situation where it's okay for a believer to commit suicide. There's no situation where that's the case.
Yeah.
To live is Christ, to die is gain, no matter what we're going through. And so when I look at that, when I look at someone, especially a believer who says suicide is the only way out, I question the seriousness of their faith in God. Mm-hmm. Because if they truly had, and that's where, again, I talk about their heart is, have they backslidden or are they just not really a Christian at all? Because someone who has a true faith in Christ will recognize what you just said, that you know, there's still hope in Christ, and that if we have true faith in God and the promises that he says and what he has laid out for us in the Bible, if we have true faith in that, then suicide shouldn't even be an option for us, because as believers, we know and we trust that Jesus Christ has it under control, and we trust that ultimately, you know, what he's going to provide for us in our life is going to be enough, and we're going to get through that situation. We believe that the Bible says that his thoughts for us are of good, not of evil, to give us a future and a hope.
Yeah.
And if we truly trust in that, the faith that we have in God will conquer the doubt that we have within ourselves.
Amen.
I was just going to say, if you're in a place where you're, you know, just don't be afraid to reach out to somebody who's like a professional that could help you, because we had, you know, Dave and I had a friend, and it was one of his best friends in college that she committed suicide, and it was devastating to their whole friend group. And
families,
and I know there's
apart,
different stories, you know, like some people have medical chemical imbalances in their head, and it's just, it's daunting when you think about that. But if you're in a place where you're kind of facing this stuff, please, before you do anything rash, reach out to a professional. And like Steve-O said, none of us here are trained professionals or anything, but please, you know,
344-0880 is the main number to Calvary Albuquerque. There are trained professional pastors, counselors who would love to talk to you. There's nothing in your life that God cannot overcome. There's nothing in your life that God is shocked about. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there's no temptation that has overtaken you that is not common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with that temptation, he will provide a way of escape. 344-0880. Nothing. You're never too far gone for Jesus. Ever, ever, ever. Man. I'm out.
Boom.
We'll see you guys again.
I just pooped my pants.
Comments made do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Real Doctors, Moms, Calvary of Albuquerque, any political party, Puppies, Static Radio, or, well, just about anybody else except for the moron who made us use the delay.